Traffic 92 East Coast Radio.
I got a message from Chantal. Chantal listens to the show every single day, and she's got a little bit of a situation, and it just reminded me about why I absolutely love living alone. Like, I could never live with anyone. I have my own, like, nuances. Is that the correct term? Yeah. And you know what? It's lockdown. We're all trapped with family members and people, and I say trapped in a very loving way. And you can say as much, whatever you want, but you know who you are. I know you love your man and you love your kids and whatever else, but you probably needed a second to yourself during this lockdown. Initially, I was in Joburg when it happened, and it was going to be 2 weeks. It was in March. And I thought, oh, you know what? 2 weeks, not too bad to like invite a friend over to come and spend the lockdown with me so I don't go crazy and bored. And then, long story short, the lockdown turned out to be longer than 2 weeks. So I was trapped with this person and I wanted to pull out all the hairs off my head because I missed my space. Hi, Chantal.
Hi, Vic. Hope you're well. Absolutely love your show. My name is Chantal. Vic, I've been staying with my boyfriend. We've been living together for the past 6 months. We moved in together maybe 2 months after the lockdown. And I've noticed that during the day when we're chilling together, he just disappears. He disappears for about an hour and a half or so, you know, an hour and a half, an hour and 45. And I just noticed that he actually just sits in his car parked close to the house and just sits on his phone, you know, using the Wi-Fi, streaming, browsing the web, all sorts of things. But he has about an hour and a half where he just sits there and has some alone time. So, Vic, I want to know, what can I do to also have my moment of just alone time, of just me time? What can I do to also have my escape from everything?
Basically, what Chantal is saying is that her boyfriend, to escape her, has been sitting in the car during the day at some point because he needs his own space. I have so many questions, Andy. Like, I want to know, is he sitting on the passenger side of his best friend's ride? Is he sitting in the back seat? You know, I mean, I'm actually liking this idea, and I feel like if I was trapped, I say trapped lovingly again, but if I was in lockdown with someone, I think I'd also want to just chill in the car and make sure it's parked, like, right close to the house. You know, take a snack in there, have access to the Wi-Fi, maybe chill in the back seat. It's a very creative way of escaping someone during lockdown. So Chantal now wants to know, on 0617929495, what are some of the creative ways you're escaping your family during lockdown? And we are asking you those creative ways. Tanya, good afternoon.
Yes, hi there.
Tanya, I'm going to ask you, where in KZN are you from? I learned the other day that not everyone who listens to East Coast Radio lives in Durban.
That's true. I'm in Kwantlen.
Nice. All right. Tanya, what is your story about how you're escaping your family during lockdown?
Well, my thing is I had a good laugh at her partner because I do the same thing every single day. I go sit in my car for between like 4 and 5 in the afternoon, 6 even. And I've joined Shmuel, which is a karaoke app, and I sing my lungs out. I promise you, the car's the best studio box in the world.
I love that. So your family knows that you're not in the house between 4 to 6. Tanya's in the car, she's on a karaoke app and she's living her best life. And does it help you actually, like, you know, feel like you are not trapped in a house with other people?
Totally, because I feel like I'm doing something that I love. It's my hobby. And like, my advice to Chantal would be, find something to do, even if it's lying outside on a blanket, looking up at the sky for an hour, hour and a half in the sun is awesome.
That sounds lush. Tanya, yeah. I have one more question for you. Are you sitting on the passenger side, or are you like in the driver's seat, or do you sit in the back?
No, I'm in the front. I pull my chair back because I have to have the proper lighting.
Yeah. So wait, are you on the driver's side or the front passenger side?
Driver's side, yeah.
Ah, okay. So if I had to do this, I'd probably like sit on the passenger side in the front because you still have access to all the main controls, but then you just don't have like the clutch and the pedals and the whatever else and the steering wheel in your way. Yeah, but Tanya, I love it. So this afternoon when you go back into the car at 4 o'clock, try sitting on the front passenger side.
For sure.
Have a beautiful Thursday. Thank you for telling us your story. Hit us up 0617929495. Some creative ways you're escaping your family during lockdown.
Hey Vic, so what I do to escape everyone in the house, to my family and all of them, is, although it's not very creative, but what I do is I sit in my room. So the good thing is that I got my TV in my room, I got my radio in my room, everything I need indeed is in my room. So I literally sit in my room the whole day, watch TV, watch movies, chat on my phone, do all those kind of things. When I need to eat, I'll leave my room, I'll go eat something in the kitchen, and then I'll go back in my room. And that's how I manage through the lockdown.
Karusha, you don't need to move out of home. You basically have moved into your own apartment that you call your room. You're good. I remember when I lived at home and I would spend like the whole day inside my room, my mom would either think I was being rude or I was moody.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.